The last day of August will be the first day of Stage 4, severe water conservation regulations for those connected to the Chapman Water System, according to a press release from the Sunshine Coast Regional District dated August 30. Stage 4 water restrictions ban all outdoor use of SCRD-supplied drinking water. This includes, but is not limited to, watering gardens and greenhouses, construction activities, road and property maintenance. Farms that are paying a metered rate for water are permitted to continue to use water outdoors conservatively until September 14. Providing essential water for livestock is exempt from Stage 4 restrictions. The SCRD is offering affected residents access to a bulk water filling station, located in Langdale, to support business continuity for farm irrigation or construction projects. Details can be obtained by calling 604-885-6806 or by emailing infrastructure@scrd.ca. The release states that regional district staff patrol neighborhoods on a regular basis to enforce regulations and follow up on all complaints received. The SCRD will issue warnings to properties in violation of regulations and provide information about water conservation regulations. If there is continued non-compliance, bylaw officers will issue a bylaw enforcement notice and a fine of $500 if an area is on Stage 4 restrictions. Complaints can be submitted through www.scrd.ca/bylaw-complaint-form, 604-885-6806. Or infrastructure@scrd.ca. Full water use regulations can be found at www.scrd.ca/sprinkling-regulations. Why the move to Stage 4? Due to sustained heat and no rain in the past 54 days, the Chapman Creek watershed is extremely dry, and triggering the need to release more water from Chapman Lake and Edwards Lake, SCRD General Manager of Infrastructure Services Remco Rosenboom stated in the release. This has unfortunately led us to have to make the difficult decision to move to severe water regulations. The release also quotes the manager of Protective Services Matt Trait stating, "The fire danger rating is currently extreme on parts of the Sunshine Coast. On behalf of all our fire chiefs, I ask that our community obey Stage 4 water regulations to ensure we have adequate water supply in the case of wildfire on the Sunshine Coast." Rosenboom was also quoted stating, "We have seen a reduction in water use since we moved to Stage 3 on the Chapman Water System, and I want to commend the community for your work to date. We need your continued support to secure our water supply into the coming months and get our daily use to similar levels as this time last year, 10 million liters per day on the Chapman Water System." The document noted that water use on the Chapman Water System is currently 14 million liters per day. Other water systems: the SCRD's Eastbourne Water System is also at Stage 4. Water users on the Egmont, Earls Cove, and North Pender Harbor Water Systems, as well as groundwater sources in Langdale, Soames Point, and Grantham's Landing, remain at Stage 1 until further notice, and the South Pender Harbor Water System is on Stage 2 water conservation regulations. Previous year's Stage 4 restrictions were introduced in 2021 for the Chapman system on August 10, and those restrictions lasted until September 20. In the summer of 2018, the area went to Stage 4 for 14 days, in 2017 for 25 days, and in 2015 for 22 days.